This is
the highway?
Mark.
95.
Okay.
95. So when I sold these, I still own this one. I kept this. And this little piece up here.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
For signs. And that's my question.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I know that you have a stop.
Let me make sure my microphone is on.
A motion on more signboards.
Hello?
Going in.
Nope.
Signboards?
Yeah.
Like billboards?
Billboards.
Oh, I don't think. Okay. I think that's about it.
Hello?
Here we go. Yes. We'll catch up after.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
Read up here, read the date, and then go to read all of this here, and read all of this, and then we'll call the order,
oh,
and then Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. After okay, we're going to get started. So, welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board at the Searchlight Community Center on 200 Michael Wendell Way in Searchlight, Nevada, this December 10th. And just a reminder to everyone, sounds like I'm in an echo thing here, that we are being recorded. It's audio only this evening, so no video. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist to accommodate the persons with physical disabilities may be available by calling the numbers that are listed. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services. Supporting material will be available on the county's website as well. The board members are James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, and Kyle Myers. Secretary is Tammy Harris, and the county liaison is Mark Moskowitz. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. James Allen is not here. I'm Natalie Jeter. I am here. Kayla McGinnis is not here. Donna Moore?
Here.
Kyle Myers?
Present.
Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. I'd like to, for nomination for approval of the minutes for November 12th, 2025.
I'll motion to approve the minutes for November 12th, 2025.
I second the motion for approval of minutes for November the 12th, 2025.
Thank you. Motion is passed. Next, we'll approval of the agenda for December 10th, 2025, and to hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll motion to approve of the agenda for December 10th, 2025.
I second the motion for approval of the agenda for December the 10th, 2025.
Motion is passed. Next, we'll move on to the informational items. First is receive a report and update from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding the animal vaccination clinic that occurred on Saturday, November 15th, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you so much. I wanted to thank everyone for coming to the animal vaccination clinic. We vaccinated 50 animals, which is really good. The community's always been great doing it. I know I'm speaking with Michelle. She hasn't gotten any paperwork yet. I will definitely follow up with the Animal Foundation there. Let me know if you don't get it in a few weeks and stuff like that. Also, if you got a microchip, please make sure to register, because a lot of times people get the microchip and then they don't register it, so then when the dog or cat gets lost and they scan it, there's no information. So please make sure you do that. If you need that paperwork, let me know. I can get you that. But it was a great event. I want to thank the community for recommending the caricature artist. That was awesome. A lot of people were able to leave with little drawings of their animals from the artist there. So that was a really fun addition. So thank you. Let me know anything else you want to bring to our events. It was really great. We'll be doing it again next year, same time, so we kind of make it a consistent event for the community. So, and then the next thing I want to do is I want to show a quick video.
I want to thank the chair and town board members for allowing me the opportunity to congratulate and thank Tammy Harris on her retirement. I want to thank the chair and town board members for allowing me the opportunity to congratulate and thank Tammy Harris on her retirement after 13 years of service to Clark County and the townships of Laughlin and Searchlight. She has brought not only professionalism and dedication, but also an unwavering commitment to the well-being of all of those she serves. Throughout her tenure, Tammy has made extraordinary contributions to her community through her active involvement in numerous events, her guidance as the secretary for both the Laughlin and Searchlight Town Advisory Boards, and her steadfast support of initiatives that enhance the lives of everyone she serves. Tammy's remarkable commitment and expertise have touched, inspired, and enriched the lives of countless residents, colleagues, and partners, leaving a profound and enduring impact on the county, its programs, and the community as a whole. Through her tireless dedication and sincere passion for public service, Tammy has exemplified the core values of a Clark County employee and has served as a model of professionalism, collaboration, and community-centered leadership. I know I speak for Mark, John, and all of the District 8 team as we convey our deepest appreciation and heartfelt gratitude to Tammy as you embark on this exciting and well-deserved new chapter. Thank you so much, Tammy.
So yesterday we really surprised Tammy. I wasn't able to surprise her 2 days in a row. She was thrown off guard at the Laughlin Town Advisory Board. We brought her mom and her daughter in. One thing Tammy told me is do not do any surprises, and I always listen to Tammy, but this time I didn't, and it was well received. Everyone knows how much Tammy means to me. When I first started in this role, she was the first person I met. She's more than a coworker, she's a friend. I truly love and care about her. She's helped me through everything in this position, and we've been a great team. I mean, we do so many events together for the Animal Vaccination Clinic to just anything. So definitely gonna miss Tammy. She's been so much to me, and I can't look at her because she's gonna make me cry. But she's really wonderful. I'm very excited for her. And I wanted to let everyone know that we have a proclamation from Clark County that her official last day is next week on Friday on the 19th. But December 19th will be officially known as Tammy Harris Day. So I would love to take a photo with Tammy. We can do it with the board and then. Well, actually, first I'm going to invite Michelle up and she's going to do some things and we'll take a photo.
Thank you.
So we do it once a month.
So you have helped the Searchlight Betterment Organization more than you will ever know. So we wanted to give you these flowers and a plaque of our appreciation for everything you've done for us. So, well, you're so welcome.
I don't know if you guys want to say anything and then we can all take a photo.
Yeah, absolutely. Tammy's been there for me since day one that I've been on the town board, and she's helped me get, she's guided me through a lot of ups and downs and a lot of learning curves and different things. And I wouldn't be where I'm at with the town board without the assistance of Tammy. And I want to thank Tammy for everything she's done for me and the advisory she's given me over the years. I don't know how it's going to work without you, but we're going to give it our best shot. Thank you, Tammy.
You'll do great.
I want to thank Tammy as well, too. I know my time here has been a little shorter, but she's definitely been a help and a huge aid to the town board. And to me, when I have questions, she's always there to answer and help me along with my application and help me answer any questions I had. So she's a wonderful person and so great to work with. So we're going to miss you.
You've been great, Tammy, working through everything. We've been back and forth a lot. You've done a great job here with everybody. It's going to make me cry. We're starting with Ely.
Thank you.
Let's all take
but a happy for your retirement.
Yeah. Absolutely. On to the next chapter of life.
Yeah, and Michelle, come through the plaque.
I'll take a picture.
Okay. And then we'll take one with you. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
We gotta get it.
Yes.
You gotta get it.
Shit.
Put it right in the middle.
Red face, no.
Look at it.
Gonna break it.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, you.
Thank you.
Wait, I got you guys.
That's okay.
You sure?
Yeah. You know, she's got her plaque. I just wanted a picture of her with
it. Get over there.
Yeah.
I'm not
kidding.
That was
for Kelly. You want to get that? You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I get it?
Yes, you can.
Perfect.
You two get in there. Do you want me to give you some? Okay. We'll do your real
quick. Wait, we should get back there.
Oh,
we appreciate your patience.
Yeah, sorry.
But thank you for everything.
One more.
Wait. Get ready. One, two. Perfect.
And one more round of applause for Tammy's retirement.
So, and those are all my updates. I just want to wish everyone happy holidays. It's been a wonderful year, and I look forward to everything we're doing in 2026. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, we'll move on to item number two, which is to receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hey, good evening, folks. My name is Sergeant Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. So out of the Laughlin substation and up here in Searchlight, calls for service here up in Searchlight. There were 26 this year, 24, 20 last year. We have an increase of 6 calls for service. They're down from 33 calls for service in October. We wrote a total of 21 traffic citations. We don't have any arrests up here, any DUIs. The majority of our calls are at Terrible's and Searchlight. and then what we've got going on up here. We've got the traffic trailers down in Calabari on north and southbound sides. It's basically saying watch your speed, trying to help the people in Calabari get across the highway and just keep the speed down the holidays. We have our annual Shop with a Cop that's coming up. Folks from Searchlight participate every year. We bust the kids down. We feed them breakfast. That's going to be Saturday, December 20th. And we'll feed them breakfast at the American Legion. And then we'll take them over to Walmart, Bullhead City, and give them some toys and stuff like that. Monday, December 22nd is the Searchlight Parade here in Searchlight. It kicks off at 5 p.m. We'll be lining up around 16:30 hours, 4:30 p.m. And we'll get that going at that point. That's all I have. Anybody have any questions? Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 3, which is receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. But are you doing his? Okay, thank you.
I'm not doing his report. On my way up, there's an accident at 163 and 95. He's probably down on that accident. There's like 3 or 4 cars down there, coach. So forgive him for his inability to come. But that's probably where he's at.
All right. Thank you for the update. And I don't see that we have... I don't see that we have his report. So we'll move on to... Oh, we do. Okay. Do you
want to
read that?
Sure. The report for November 2025, NHP Laughlin Searchlight, traffic stops 514, citations 456, crashes 10, fatal crashes 0, arrests 2, and 1 DUI. Total contact was 651 regarding motorist assist, abandoned vehicles, pedestrians, etc.
Thank you. Okay, item number 4, receive a report from Principal Travi Echeverria with the Searchlight School System regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Tracy sends her regards. She wasn't feeling well, so she's not going to have a report tonight.
Okay, thank you. Item number 5 is receive a report from Melissa Vandruff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandruff, VANDRUMF. Citation process for the month of November. We have 1 juvenile citation process, 114 civil citations, 38 criminal citations, and 1 criminal complaint. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't see them here. Item number 6 was to receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Kathy Flanagan, FLANEGAN of the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water use for November 2025. It was just about 3.6 million gallons, and this is an increase of 840,000 gallons when compared to November of last year. But we were able to identify the community's use was within the normal variation. The large increase was due to NDOT work and the Cotton Cove projects that are both going on, and there were 2 properties that had high water use. So it's really all accounted for. We did respond to a leak, and we repaired it on Hobson Street this last month. And our rural system operators and customer care reps are reaching out to customers that continue to do that about when we suspect you have a leak. We have noticed a lot of people have old information in their account, so if you're able to go to lvvwb.com, you can log into your account and look at your profile. Just make sure all your contact information is still the same. If we do think you have a link, we can get you. That's all I have. Any questions? Okay, thanks. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. You as well. For item number 7, it's receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. They are not here, so Donna will read that for us.
The statistics for November 2025 treated an average of 44,000 gallons per day. In November 24, it was the same, so basically there was no difference. The flow is equal amount of gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints. There were 3 call before you did service tickets issue. There is a chart attached for your influent monthly flow comparison, which is on the back, and they're also at the table in the back. They are saying that the CCWRD service rules, the annual rates, they did establish those. So those are on there also, and there will be an annual increase of 2.75% after 6/30 of 2029. And the rules, everything are attached along with the website you can go to. There is also budgets that are attached to the report, or you can go onto the website to look at all the budgets.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Item number 8 is to receive a report from Kelly Lair with Southern Clark County Coordinator with the UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. I don't see that she is here, so we will go ahead and skip that one. Item number 9 is to receive a report from Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
And I'm Michael Chapman, the Library Assistant, CHAPMAN, and there is a whole lot of things going on at the library. We have a calendar that lets you know about all our events in December, and so I'll tell you about things that are going to be happening before the next county council meeting that are going to be in January. On Friday the 2nd, it'll be the first Friday of the year, so we'll start it out by having an outdoor exercise at Rexbell Trail Walk. We'll walk the trail as many times as we can in an hour. It's not a race, but you can walk at your own pace. On Saturday the 3rd of January, we'll be having a professional painter, Barbara, who's been here before, and she'll be doing piece painting. I don't know what you'll be doing as far as piece painting, but she'll be here to do that on that day. On Tuesday the 6th of January, it's the 51st anniversary of Wheel of Fortune. So I haven't had a game show day in almost 2 years. I love hosting a game show and dressing up in a suit, so we'll have Wheel of Fortune at the library on that day. And that'll be at 12 o'clock on Tuesday the 6th. On Thursday the 8th, we'll have a professional estate planner who will be here to help you if that's something that you would like some help with in your estate. On Saturday the 10th, we'll have a snowflake craft at 11:30. Any questions?
Nope.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Item number 9 is to receive a report from, Item number 10 is to receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. I don't see that they are here, so we will skip that item. Item number 11 is to receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
So last month I reported 5 streetlight outages and I confirmed that they have been repaired. I know it always happens like that too. I put the requests in for streetlight outages and then as soon as they're fixed, we have a few more. So if anybody sees streetlights out, you can always contact me and let me know. Nevada Energy likes us to have a group of 5 before I report them, but sometimes we get away with 4. The street sweepers were here last month. I think that they are neglecting Michael Wendell Way, and we'll let them know that Michael Wendell Way needs a little bit of a street sweeping. Cottonwood Cove project seems to be close to being under wraps, but if there's any complaints or concerns, questions about the project that you'd like me to forward to Public Works, if you haven't done so already, just feel free to contact me or Mark as well. And with that, are there any questions?
I just want to jump in on the Cotton Cove. I appreciate everything Kyle said. Like you said, I know you might see the construction crew leave, but please let us know if you see anything that seems weird, like maybe the concrete settles weird or starts to crack. It's really important during the first year to like catch all that stuff because it's under warranty and we get it fixed as opposed to just like letting it happen. So please, like anything you see that just seems peculiar, it doesn't hurt to ask. We'll ask the question. They might say that's how it's supposed to be or not. So that's a very good point from Kyle. Just keep an eye on it, see if anything looks funky. If it doesn't, you know, just let us know. So.
Thank you, Mike.
Judy Bedworth from the Land Area, Air Force Unit. Public Works was out and graded our road once again after the last big rain. I think we've had it graded more times in this past 6 months than we did in the last 6 years. But yeah, it still needs a little work, but we're not through winter, so all in all, Grandpa's Road is much better than it was a few weeks ago.
Happy to hear that. I'm glad they're keeping it on the radar. Thank you, Judy.
Okay. Any other questions from the public or from the board? Okay. So planning and zoning, we have no items on the agenda for that tonight. General business, item number one is to review, discuss, and approve the 2026 Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting dates and take any action deemed appropriate.
So it looks like the only thing we really need to discuss is there's kind of a conflict with the November 2026 meeting that falls on Veterans Day. So we could choose either Tuesday the 10th or Thursday the 12th. Personally, I would like to go with the 10th, but however you guys feel.
Yeah, I think I'm good with the 10th. Does that work for you?
I think the 10th is a little better, too, because then we're able to do Laughlin Searchlight in one day and that
okay.
And a holiday as well after that. So I think that's probably better to do it that way.
I agree.
If that's okay with the board.
Nope, I would agree as well, too, because sometimes people will take holidays on Thursday and Friday. So Tuesday would be my preference as well. Okay.
I'm fine
with
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need the motion?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to motion... the Searchlight Town Advisory Board 2026 meeting dates that we change the meeting in November to Tuesday the 10th.
I agree with the change in the request for the meeting date to the November 10th.
Okay, motion is approved. On to any comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Nope. Okay. Moving right along. The next meeting date is January 14th, 2026. And meeting is adjourned, and everyone have a wonderful holiday.
Wait, almost 7.
We have a hug.